been a little bit more to them, I think.
Yeah, great win, and I think that's probably the way it's going to be next week, the week after, the week after. So it's good to get out there and gain some confidence that we can win a game when the conditions aren't really like they've been. We've had great weather all year. So anytime you beat the Jets, it's a great win. And 5-0 in the division and 14-0. So a lot to be proud of. Yeah, wet, rain, wind, cold. So it just for an offense, you know, and then you lose your tight end early in the game too. So, you know, you're kind of forced to throw it a lot. And, you know, I think the defense has had the upper hand today.
Tom, I know you've got a lot of things you want to accomplish this season and still to accomplish, but the significance of being the second team ever to go 14-0 in a season.
Yeah, we're just trying to, you know, get better and execute better each week. So, you know, I'm happy we won today, and I think next week's going to be a challenge. You know, I'm glad we're playing at home. So, crowd was a factor today, and, you know, hopefully we can play better next week.
How long did you think you had lost in the end zone there where you broke it up?
Yeah, I did.
Were you amused, disinterested? What's the word for the whole Belichick and Jimmy subplot this week?
You know, it's just one of those things that's not really in our control. So we, you know, we as a team, we have a lot of confidence in our coach, and they're very well coached. Eric's a great coach. We know that from being around here, and we all have respect for that team and the coaches, and they play extremely hard. And you know, I'm glad we got the win. So I think that's the way we approach it all week. And no matter what anyone says about anything, it ultimately comes down to the way you play. And the more time and energy you spend focusing on things that really aren't that important, you know, that's you waste time and energy.
Do you think that that chapter is closed now in this rivalry, or is something that will always be part of it?
I mean, it's a great rivalry as it is. I mean, I think since Coach Belichick got here in his history with the Jets, all the players we've had that have come from the Jets and vice versa, it makes for a great rivalry. So. Yeah, it's always a tough opponent for us to face, and I know last year we played them in some pretty tough conditions and lost. And you know, this year they tried to confuse us quite a bit with what they were doing, and I thought we handled it a little bit better, and you know, just didn't execute well enough to put drives together. But it was good to go down and get the field goal there at the end, and I thought we ran the ball pretty effectively at times too.
How tough were those conditions, and how much did they dictate kind of the game plan?
You know, it's just one of those situations where there's a lot of things that you don't call because you just, if you're playing them on air, you probably don't hit them or complete them. So anything deep or to the sideline is challenging. And you know, you got to find a way to make those plays on the inside part of the field and when you get your opportunities to make the plays. So it's obviously it's not very conducive to throwing the football. I mean, I wish we played in a dome every week. You know, it's 65 degrees or 70 degrees and playing a dome, and well, elements are never a factor, and that's not the case in Foxborough. But you know, you play with whatever conditions are out there, and just try to do the best you can do. And I'm glad we got the win.
Oh, I think you had the win that you're back. Did you end the fourth quarter, second fourth? Did you end the win that you're back? Was that a factor?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of at your back, but it's kind of at the side too. So you know, it's not like it's straight down. It's just more to the side and across. So it's just yeah, wind, no wind. It's always challenging with the wind. And then you put a wet ball out there and it's challenging. But I thought we made a lot of good plays, a lot of plays we needed. Randy made a great catch there at the end. Wes had a big third down catch. Those guys caught the ball really well, a lot of great concentration. And it was, like I said, it was a good win for us.
Is it a possible benefit knowing that you might have a pair of playoff games in this in January?
Yeah, I'm sure that it's going to be a factor throughout, and I've been in these wintertime conditions and practice in the snow and the rain and the sleet, and you know, it's nice that the feel we have is always it's great footing. So I always like it a little snowy out there, so everyone doesn't have very good footing, and it makes it kind of easier to throw the ball. I think when they have great footing, it's you know, I like when everyone's on skates out there, like on Wednesday practice. Or Thursday practice. So we'll probably have those conditions again. Hopefully we learn from today. And just try to go out and play better next week. One more, guys.
Teams will rest their best players to protect them before the playoffs. Do you think you'll play the next 2 weeks or play much next week?
I hope so. I hope I'll play every snap. So that's the most exciting part of my job is playing, not practicing. I know that.
Tom, that's probably been the year everyone expected out of Lawrence Maroney. Does a game like this, maybe, is he moving in the right direction, back on track for sack?
As a big game for him. I thought he played really well. I thought he ran the ball hard, took care of the ball, scored on the goal line. You know, when you have elements like this, you want to play great defense and run the ball. And I thought we played great defense today, and we ran the ball well. And that's what we're going to need through the rest of the season. So hopefully Lawrence gained some confidence. I know we all have confidence in Lawrence. He just hasn't had quite the opportunity that he would like. But I know he was excited today. So thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. Be out of setup.